This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 17th. God's word for you today is on assignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 16, verse 27 to 28, which says, "The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, 'Stop, don't kill yourself. We are all here.'" The question that comes to mind after reading today's anchor scripture is, even though Paul and Silas were free, why did they not run? Even though they were free, the chains were broken and the doors were open. Why did they not escape? Even though they were free, why did they not escape? The first thing is, they did not escape because their assignment was not done. Paul and Silas had not finished their assignment. Acts 16 verse 29 to 30 says, "The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'" And because the assignment was not done, Paul and Silas sat down in the dungeon, even though heaven had freed them to go. Very often, believers use closed doors and open doors to determine what God is saying. That is elementary kindergarten stuff, and you need to leave that level. When a door closes, they say it is not God's will. Who says, how do you know God does not want to break it down? When the door opens, they say it is God's will. There are some doors that open that you should not take, at least not at that time. For a lot of people, as soon as the doors open, because the doors flung open, even though their chains are still on, they will jump up and attempt to hop home. But not Paul and Silas. They were free. The chains were broken. The doors were open. And they sat there. Paul and Silas knew that they were in that dungeon because heaven permitted it. It is not God that did it, but God has a purpose for it. Listen, God has a purpose, a big plan for what you're going through. God has something in mind. Psalm 40 verse 3 says, "He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and will be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord." God will give you a new song. Many will see what God has done in your life and will be amazed in the name of Jesus. Guess what comes next? They will put their trust in the Lord. Therefore, I pray for you, because of what God is doing in your life, multitudes will put their trust in the Lord. Paul and Silas had enough discernment to know it was not time to run. In Peter's case, Acts 12, please read. The angel said, "Follow me," and the door opened by themselves. But in this case, Paul and Silas sat there because their assignment was not over. Many people have run away and they have abandoned their assignments because one small door opened. Sometimes I laugh because as a pastor, by God's grace, I have the privilege of taking a bird's eye view at situations and wonder why some people behave the way they do because of a small door that opened. Some people change their behavior. They change their attitude. People that used to greet you now walk past you and say, "Hi." I'm like, what just happened? Levels have changed, they say. Unfortunately, we miss the point. The point is, it is for His glory. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to yield to heaven's intentions for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.